light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Good Energy by Casey Means MD reframes health through the lens of energy production, arguing that metabolism is the master switch for how we feel, think, and heal. Drawing on clinical experience and systems biology, Means shows how everyday inputs food, light, movement, stress, toxins, and sleep converge on cellular engines to determine whether we thrive or slide into chronic symptoms like fatigue, brain fog, and weight gain. The book blends compelling science with practical steps, translating complex physiology into clear actions that restore metabolic flexibility and resilience. Readers learn to interpret key biomarkers, design supportive routines, and use simple feedback loops to fine-tune habits. Rather than chasing isolated diagnoses, Means invites us to repair the foundation of health energy at the cellular level. The result is a hopeful, actionable plan to unlock better mood, cognition, longevity, and performance by rebuilding metabolism from the ground up. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, metabolism as the operating system of health. Means frames metabolism as the body-wide operating system that allocates and transforms energy. When this system is flexible and efficient, every organ performs better. When it becomes rigid or overloaded, symptoms multiply across unrelated domains: digestion, hormones, mood, immunity, and sleep. The book explains how chronic energy shortfalls drive compensations like cravings, anxiety, and inflammation, then offers a roadmap for reversing them. Readers learn why viewing health by organ or diagnosis misses the upstream dysfunction, and how reconnecting inputs with outputs restores balance. Practical insights include focusing on the quality and timing of calories, stabilizing blood glucose, reducing inflammatory exposures, and building daily rhythms that signal safety to cells. By measuring simple markers and tuning habits, we can convert metabolism from a silent saboteur into a reliable ally. This operating system model makes complex health challenges more tractable, giving readers a unifying framework to prioritize high-leverage changes and ignore distracting noise. Secondly, mitochondria and cellular energy. At the core of good energy are mitochondria, the tiny power plants that turn nutrients and oxygen into ATP. Means shows how modern life underfeeds these engines clean inputs and overfeeds them stressors, creating a mismatch that lowers energy and raises oxidative byproducts. The narrative connects mitochondrial dysfunction to widespread problems: fatigue, neurocognitive issues, metabolic disease, and low stress tolerance. Readers learn how mitochondria sense danger signals from poor sleep, processed food, environmental chemicals, and circadian disruption, then shift into a defensive low-power mode. The book offers strategies to repair this, including nutrient-dense whole foods, steady glucose dynamics, zone 2, aerobic work that enhances mitochondrial density, strength training that increases glucose uptake, thermal stress like sauna and brief cold to stimulate biogenesis, and light hygiene that supports efficient respiration. By cultivating cellular efficiency and resilience, we upgrade the energy budget of every tissue, improving recovery, mood regulation, and long-term health span. Thirdly, mastering blood sugar and food quality, Means makes a persuasive case that glycemic stability is a daily lever for energy and longevity. Beyond diabetes prevention, smoother glucose translates to steadier mood, fewer cravings, and better cognitive endurance. The book clarifies the difference between average glucose and variability, why spikes matter, and how to build meals that blunt swings. Core tactics include prioritizing protein, fiber, and healthy fats, favoring minimally processed plants and ethically sourced proteins, and being cautious with refined grains, sugars, and industrially processed oils. Practical tricks appear throughout meal sequencing fiber and protein before starch, using vinegar or lemon with carb-heavy dishes, walking after meals, and batching high glycemic foods with substantial protein. Readers also get guidance on metabolic metrics, fasting insulin, triglyceride to HDL ratio, and waist-to-height ratio to assess progress. For those who choose it, wearable feedback like continuous glucose monitoring can accelerate learning. The goal is metabolic flexibility, the ability to efficiently use both glucose and fat without drama. Fourthly, circadian rhythm, sleep, and light. Good energy emphasizes that when we eat, move, and see light, can rival what we do. Means explains circadian rhythms as timekeepers that coordinate hormones, digestion, temperature, and mitochondrial function. Misaligned cues, late night eating, blue light at night, irregular sleep undermines insulin sensitivity, raises hunger signals, and disrupts repair. The plan is simple and powerful. Anchor light by getting morning outdoor light soon after waking, dimming bright and blue light after sunset, and prioritizing sleep regularity. Align meals with daylight, leaving a buffer of at least 2 to 3 hours before bed. Keep caffeine earlier in the day, protect a consistent bedtime, and cool and darken the sleep environment. Gentle evening wind downs breathwork, stretching, reading help the nervous system downshift. These rhythms reduce metabolic friction, improve glucose control, deepen sleep architecture, and elevate daytime clarity. The result is a stable biological clock that makes high energy the default rather than the exception. Lastly, movement, stress, and recovery rituals. Movement is medicine in good energy, not only for calorie burn, but as a signaling language to cells. Means highlights three pillars: frequent low-level movement to increase daily energy expenditure and glucose uptake, zone 2 aerobic training to build mitochondrial capacity, and resistance training to expand muscle as a metabolic sink. Small habits, standing breaks, post-meal walks, and mobility snacks compound quickly. Equally vital is stress mastery. Chronic sympathetic activation pushes the body into energy conservation and insulin resistance. The book recommends simple resets, nasal breathing, longer exhales, micro meditations, nature time, and social connection to restore parasympathetic tone. Recovery amplifiers such as sauna, brief cold exposure, hydration with electrolytes, and mineral-rich whole foods support adaptation. Together, these rituals create a virtuous cycle. Better stress tolerance improves sleep and nutrition choices, which in turn enhance training readiness and cellular efficiency. The payoff is reliable, sustainable energy that feels earned, yet effortless. In conclusion, good energy is for anyone who senses that low energy, brain fog, stubborn weight, poor sleep, or mood swings are signals rather than random bad luck. It will resonate with professionals seeking performance, parents juggling stress, individuals with metabolic risks, and clinicians who want a systems view that links everyday habits to outcomes. The book stands out by unifying cutting-edge physiology with practical, testable routines that do not require extreme protocols or expensive tools. Means translates complex science into accessible steps, showing how to build feedback loops with simple metrics and daily experiments. You should buy this book if you want a clear blueprint, not just inspiration. It offers a coherent hierarchy of actions: food quality and timing, light and sleep, movement and recovery, stress regulation and environment that compound into lasting vitality. By investing in metabolic health, you gain a repeatable method to increase energy today while protecting your future self. If you would like to support Casey Means MD, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Nine Nartree, better life be.